Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Dr. Henry Macau, and we're going to be talking about the feminization of America. He has a website that's called Save the Males, sort of a takeoff on Save the Whales, but Saving the Males, the Feminization of America, the American Male. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you, Dr. Monteith.
Why don't you just go ahead and give us a little of the background of yourself, and then what you're really trying to accomplish, what your message is to the American people, especially to the males of this country.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Let me just get the dog out of the room.
All right, fine.
Rafi, go. Okay. I didn't clue into the fact that there was something seriously wrong with society until about 4 years ago. Now, that's not exactly true. Like, for 30 years, I was kind of a left-leaning activist, and I sort of diagnosed all the problems with society in terms of, you know, the paradigm they want you to accept, the left-right paradigm.
Right, of course.
And of course, I was on the left. But it was only when I was teaching part-time at the local university that I discovered there's something far more serious that's wrong. I was basically trying to offer an alternative to feminism in my interpretation of some great works of English literature, D.H. Lawrence, for example, and I discovered that you cannot talk about heterosexuality at university today. I was essentially accused of sexual harassment, which, like, I didn't do anything. You get slandered and you get removed. You cannot question their gender ideology, which is feminism, which is based on equality, which essentially means, in practice, as everyone knows, women are the same as men. Of course, that's lesbianism. Women who've rejected the feminine role throughout history are essentially chosen to become lesbians. And they're promoting lesbianism for a number of reasons. And as I got into this, like, this was mind-boggling to me. It was just mind-boggling because I couldn't figure out why this was happening. Because I quickly ascertained that the establishment, the elite, was behind this.
You're absolutely, I think that's what's so vitally important, that this is not a lesbian movement, it's an elite movement, and the lesbians are simply pawns in this horrible game.
Exactly. And that's when I started to look around for some kind of explanation, and for the first time started to read conspiracy books with an open mind, and then all things started to fall into place rather quickly. But it was a literally a mind-wrenching experience.
Well, I had mine 43 years ago. I've been at it a little bit longer, but I remember when I used to be a leftist myself. You hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two, and our guest today has a website. It's called Save the Males. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Henry Macau, and of course he is taught at the university level, and teaching at the university, he suddenly realized that you weren't allowed to talk about heterosexuality. There seemed to be almost a master agenda there, like a lesbian agenda in the university. And as he began looking at this more and more, he realized that there was a force behind this. In other words, this was not simply a homosexual movement. There were powerful forces behind the homosexual movement, and this is the point we've made personally for so long. The power, apparent power of the homosexual movement has never been their own. It's been the power of the great tax-exempt foundations that have been pushing homosexuality, of the great corporations and financial interests that have been pushing homosexuality and lesbianism. It has been the power of the media, which of course glorifies this, and of Hollywood, which encourages it, of our educational system, which is promoting it. And the question is, why in heaven's name is this happening? Dr. Macau, am I pronouncing that right?
Macau, that's perfect.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Why don't you give your impression of what's going on today?
Well, it's quite simple. We're in a long-term program to essentially enslaves the human race, or everyone who's below the level of manager and owner. Essentially, their idea of the perfect slave is a person that essentially produces and consumes. That's what they want from us, production, consumption, nothing else. And they want to program us according to their needs. And so the thing that interferes with all that is family. Family creates a whole new set of values and loyalties which go against the slave values that they have planned for us. And so the reason for this promotion of lesbianism is to break down the family, break down the family unit, which as a result we're all going to be isolated, autonomous beings looking for a new family, which they will provide with their spurious causes and so on.
I think it's so important, as the doctor says, that there really is an elite out there, and these people have a different worldview. You read about them. If you read Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, he says there will be two breeds. You won't even know that they came from the same origin. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest is Dr. Henry Macau, and he's talking about this idea that there is an elite group that's really ruling the world that is using lesbianism to break down the family. But the lesbians are being used in this. They really don't understand what's going on any more than I think the average homosexual understands that he is being used in this whole thing. Anything more than I think that the average communist or socialist or even the people in the conservative movement today, even the conservative Christian movement, don't understand. They're all being manipulated. Their emotions are being manipulated. And as the doctor said, initially he used to believe in this scheme. We got the left and the right, the Democrat, the Republican, the conservative, the liberal. Have we got them all fighting back and forth? So we can't really see what's really going on or who the real enemy really is and who is promoting all of the hatred and animosity. But then if you keep idle minds busy, they really can't see what's going on. So you pick up the story there. You were teaching at the university, and of course you came under tremendous pressure when you began talking about some of these things.
Well, yeah. I essentially, slandered and frog marched to the front door and removed. It wasn't that extreme in that they let me finish my course. They thought that was very generous of them, but they made it clear that I would never teach there again. And it's not like I didn't, I was trying to brainwash them. What I did wrong was that I was interfering with their brainwashing by having a debate. I had lots of feminists in my class and they got great, they got excellent marks because my class was about free thinking, doing your own thinking, making up your own mind. But that's not what university is about anymore. It's about indoctrination. They don't want anyone to interfere with their programming. And that's why I'm not teaching, but that was the stimuli that got me, actually changed my life, because I was floundering because I couldn't figure out what was going on in the world. And that's what got me reading and thinking and writing. I've always been felt like I was destined to write, but I wanted to write the truth, and I didn't have a clue what that was. So that got me started, and I started writing my weekly column about 4 years ago on Two Good Reports, and then moved over to my own website and to more conspiracy-leaning websites like Rents and David Icke, who carry my articles each week.
And I noticed that I think I found you on Rents, although I think that you'd actually been pulled down and put on World Affairs Brief, and they'd actually pulled you down off of Rents. So the idea that you're trying to explain what's going on today, most people out there are just so busy being busy or enjoying the good life or watching television or worrying about the Super Bowl that they're really unconcerned of the fact that we're losing our freedom here, and there is an organized, orchestrated effort to change America forevermore, to destroy this country. This country, which was once the hope of the world, the city on the hill, the beacon, the lighthouse that attracted all people to these concepts of freedom. But, of course, the average American has no idea. There really is an elite that works within both political parties and has a goal. And it does not include the preservation of American freedom as we've known it. Well, what have you really learned as you've been studying these and you've been reading these books about conspiracies? Is there really a conspiracy out there?
Oh, definitely. So people can't recognize it because they're not used to thinking in terms of a multi-generational conspiracy. They think in terms of 6 months or a year, perhaps. But this conspiracy has been going on for probably for 2,000 years or 3,000 years, but the modern phase has been going on for 300 or 400 years, and in fact our whole Western civilization, it appears to me, is a product of this conspiracy. Illuminism, which is essentially materialism and the worship of human appetite.
But how do you get people from one generation to another to follow this along? After all, why should somebody get involved in this when they're not going to live to see this? They're not going to live to see the end result or to benefit from it.
Well, they do benefit as they go along. I think a lot of people are deluded into thinking they're building some kind of worldly utopia by destroying fog-bound superstition, which is what they seem to think religion is. And so a lot of people are actually quite deluded, I'd say the majority, into thinking that they're actually building a world of utopia, when in fact they're building a world prison house.
And I think you're absolutely right. And when people ask me that question, why would anybody want to give their whole life to this when they would never see the end result? And I would say, why would anybody want to be a Catholic priest or a Protestant minister? Why would they give their whole life to something when they don't feel they're ever going to see the kingdom of heaven or the return of Jesus Christ? Why would they do that? Because they're dedicated to an ideal, and I think you're absolutely right. I think the people on the other side are dedicated to an ideal and are energized by the same religious fervor. Would you agree with that?
Totally, 100%. And also, the people at the top do benefit short-term because this is an elite conspiracy. So they basically are assured prominent roles even as the conspiracy unfolds.
In fact, I read this last week, that over there in Iraq, of course, they had all this money over there that we put over there for development, and it isn't getting spent, and so $300 million, that's $300 million, it suddenly disappeared. And well, nobody really knew quite where it had gone. Some people said that maybe we'd send it to Lebanon to buy military supplies, and why we'd spend it to Lebanon to buy military supplies, I don't know. But the one thing is, it's gone, and nobody can figure out what happened. Well, I think somebody, of course, has a smile on their face. We probably will never know who it was. But all we know is, it seems if you have good friends in the White House and work at the highest echelons, you're going to benefit tremendously from what's going on. You're going to get contracts. You don't even have to bid on them. And about almost 50% of all military contracts, they're no-bid contracts. They just pay you out of the... And you never have to really say what you did with the money. You never have to explain what you did with it. They're no-bid contracts. That's pretty good.
This war is a boondoggle. And really, I'm coming to the conclusion that it's really designed to undermine, destroy the United States as a world power. I don't think the United States is going to come out of it ahead. I don't think that's the purpose.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's so difficult for the average American to believe that there would be people working within our government who are not loyal to our government, that would want to destroy our economy, would want to ship all of our industrial base off seas to countries that have a much lower wage level so that our industries here can't compete. And yet, all you have to do is look around and see what's happening. I talked to somebody in Indiana today, and all of their great industrial base that they had at one time in Indiana, almost all of it's gone. The same thing is happening really all throughout this country. This is the most incredible thing, and the average American cannot understand what's happening. And yet, of course, the leaders of both the Democrat and the Republican Party are dedicated to this concept of globalization. And they said, well, you know, 50 years from now, it's all going to equalize out. Everybody's going to be much more prosperous all throughout the world, or maybe everybody will be impoverished.
Not so. I don't think so. I think the United States is going to resemble a third world country in about... 30-40 years from now.
But the average American can't believe that. They think that things are never going to change. I think they're in for a rude awakening, don't you?
Well, yes. And you can just see it's just common sense that affluence, you never have affluence without power. The affluent, if you want to retain your affluence, you have to retain your power. Yet the American people are increasingly powerless, and to me that foreshadows that they're going to lose their wealth.
And of course, the other thing that really bothers me is the fact that there seems to be a conscious effort to undermine the value of the American dollar. That American dollar is toppling. We're dependent upon other countries in the world to lend us money to maintain the stability of our economy. How long can that continue, and how long are countries going to continue lending us money when the dollars they get back lose value every month?
Well, at the same time, I don't know, Dr. Monteith, you're obviously not a gold bug, but if you know any gold bugs, you probably know they're the most frustrated people around, because they see that the American dollar should be... much lower, gold should be much higher, but it seems that the world economy is being manipulated in order, and the American dollar is being propped up just long enough for the United States to get itself into some serious trouble there in the Middle East.
I think we're already in some serious trouble in the Middle East.
Well,
I think one of the great tragedies.
I agree, but they seem to want to, like a gambler, they seem to want to, you know, they've lost it, but they want to, what is it called, double up, all or nothing?
Double or nothing, right.
Double or nothing, yeah. So they're going after Iran now, and that's got to be a calamity in the making.
I agree with you totally. You know, I was watching a program on the Civil War this last weekend, you know, and of course we were horrified to think yesterday we lost 36 or 38 Marines. General Grant, in one of his attacks on the South, lost 6,000 men in 6 hours. 6,000 Americans died in 6 hours in one of those attacks. Could that happen again? I fear that it can. And not only that, I fear that God brings judgment upon nations that turn their back on Him. And all I can say is what Thomas Jefferson had said so well. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and His justice cannot sleep forever. We'll be back here in just a few moments with our special guest, Dr. Henry Macau, and we'll invite your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The Anglo-American establishment
It gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinex is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dr. Henry Macau. And, of course, he is suddenly found about 4 years ago that nothing was as it appeared to be. He began reading the books, began challenging what he was seeing, because he had experienced this at the university. Our universities are not used to educate. They're used to indoctrinate. Academic freedom means you're not allowed, of course, to question what the educrats want to indoctrinate our children in. And the great tragedy is if you try to be honest, if you're not already a tenured professor, why, they're going to get you. Believe me, they will target you. And even if you are a tenured professor, they will make your life very, very miserable, as happened, of course, to one of the professors. He was an assistant professor. And he testified before the Reese Committee hearings looking into the influence of the great tax tax-exempt foundations back in 1953, 1954, when they had their hearings. He was called into the president's office at the university where he taught and told he would never get a promotion. And he was to be punished because he dared to tell the Congress really what was going on in the universities. And of course, when he retired some 35 years later, he was the oldest assistant professor in the United States. Why? Because you're not allowed in our universities to tell the truth about what's really going on about these elitists. And those of you who've never read the book, Foundations, their power and influence. You need to get it. This was the book written by the Council for the Rees Committee. He told what happened. The professor's name was Hobbs. He was the oldest living assistant professor in the entire country. Why? Well, because he spoke out and told the truth. That's what's known as academic freedom. Could this really go on in America? Yes, it could, because I certainly met Professor Hobbs' daughter, Patricia Hobbs. And, of course, she has been a guest on our program. And so you need to, I think her name is Patricia Hobbs Hoffiger, was her name. And she'd written a book on OBE, which we carry, outcome-based education. So you need to understand these things really do go on in America. Academic freedom is simply to allow the radicals, the communists, the feminists, the homosexuals, the people who, of course, want to push the Kwanzaa philosophy on our campus, but certainly would never allow the mention of Jesus Christ there. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, Dr. Henry Macau. So tell us, you've been writing these articles since then. What sort of response are you getting to your website, Save the Males?
Well, Stan, I'm getting about 2,800 visits a day now, which I'm quite pleased about. And I get emails from people all over the world thanking me for my work, and that's my reward. It's very, very satisfying. Also, I get emails from people who want to translate my work into other languages. And so there's a Romanian website with my work on, and then people wrote me this week about translating to Dutch and Korean, of all things. It's very rewarding because, you know, I feel like I wasted most of my adult life because I didn't understand what was going on. And when you don't understand what's going on, you cannot mature, and you cannot make the right decisions. And as a result, I feel like until the age of 50, I was pretty dysfunctional. And so I like to think that I'm giving young people the information that will allow them to mature and make the right decisions.
All right, we've got Ken in Seal Beach calling. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I've got a story to relate. I think you'll get a kick out of this. I'm a graduate of Cal State Long Beach, and I had a professor there. I will not give his name. He's probably not alive, but I won't give his name. It was a class I took in political science, and he wanted everyone to do a book review, and he said at the beginning of the class that we could choose whatever book we wanted. Well, I happened to choose the one by J. Edgar Hoover. Do you remember the name of it? I'm trying to think myself. The one on communism.
Right. I remember.
The Enemy Within.
What's that?
Is it The Enemy Within?
No. Anyway, it was about the communist conspiracy. And Masters of Deceit. That's
Masters
it.
Of Deceit, right.
Oh, are we coming to a break?
We're coming to a break. You just hang on. You can bring that up afterwards. And of course, academic freedom means that you can do whatever you want to as long as you're the professor. Now, an honest professor, even if he disagrees with you, will give you a good grade.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, I remember when I went to college, and when I didn't praise the Russian Revolution, I got a B. And of course, when you want to get into medical school, you got to get straight A's. But boy, when I began to praise them, I remember I was only 16, so you'll have to forgive me, and I was pretty immature at the time. But when I began to praise the Russian Revolution, I got straight A's. I was known as Straight A Monteith at the time, and my professor would always call me that. But that was because, of course, I was doing what he wanted to do and believing what he wanted me to believe. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Henry Macau, and of course has a website, Save the Mails, www.savethemails.com, and he's getting a tremendous number of hits every day from people all across the country as he writes about what's really going on in our society, and you'll see his articles on jeffrentz.com or, of course, davidike.com. But we have Ken from Seal Beach who's calling and telling us about when he was in college, why he was, of course, to do a book review on any book he wanted, and he wrote a book review on J. Edgar Hoover's book, Masters of Deceit. Pick up the story there, Ken.
Yeah, so what happened was that when we first wrote down on a piece of paper and gave it to him, he just wanted a list of, what we were going to do, what book we chose, and he comes up to my desk, and he said, why do you want to do a book review written by a fascist? And I said, well, I'd still like to do it, then why don't you let me do it? And in a very irate voice, he says, okay, go ahead and do it. Well, I did the book review, and I handed it in, and then he's handing out the papers a few days later, and he says, Mary, oh, you did a great book review on the Mao's Revolution. Ah, fantastic. Susie, you did a great one on Karl Marx. Here's yours, Ken. And he gives me mine, and it's got a big red C on the top, and then he writes in red, I told you not to do it on that book. So, I mean, it just goes to show. Like I say, I did graduate. I became a mathematician, and I recently retired. But the fact of the matter is, that I hate to say it, that's typical in history and political science departments.
How would you respond to that, Henry?
Yeah. With a kind of, recognition, because, I used to be a leftist myself, and it really is a kind of all-encompassing worldview. Mm-hmm. You really see conservatives somehow maintaining an unjust, evil structure And you see, government is the answer. It's going to rectify all our problems. It's sad that it's a kind of mental prison that everybody's in. We spend all our time the left fighting the right. We don't realize that it's the same forces behind both sides. You know, it's big government versus big business, but it's big business that runs big government. You know, it's the same people.
Isn't it wonderful when you suddenly can think independently of everything you've been programmed to believe?
Yeah, absolutely.
And really, to me, this is the exciting thing. When I suddenly could begin to pick up a newspaper, not accept anything that they said, but ask, what are they trying to convince me of that isn't true? When I can watch the program Law and Order on television, which I like to watch every Wednesday evening, and ask, well, what is the message that they're trying to give the American people? What are they trying to get us to believe? When you understand we're being constantly manipulated, then everything makes sense. If you take things at face value and think, oh, this is just an interesting program, you've missed the whole agenda. They use television to control our emotions, to shape what the American people think. Anything else you want to say, Ken?
That's it.
Okay, thanks so much for calling. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, Dr. Macau, what sort of response are you getting from the people in the academic community? Are you getting any hate mail from them as you begin as a former college professor to begin to expose what's going on?
Dr. Montes, you probably know from experience that there's an uncanny uniformity in their response to people like us, and that is to marginalize, sandbag, ignore. In other words, they feel that by even engaging us in debate, they're giving us a platform. So I've often had instances where feminists and so on will refuse to debate me. So basically, I'm basically ignored, which is fine if the alternative is to be suppressed. I'd rather be ignored, right? But that's my experience. But I want to take advantage of this opportunity to talk to a veteran. You've been at this for 40 years. I've been at this for 4 years. I want to ask you a question, okay?
Okay, fine.
Both of us are obviously, our response to this this gloomy predicament is to educate our fellow man. Is there anything else we can do in this situation other than run for cover?
No, I think that, first of all, I tell people that they have to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and that you don't understand the spiritual component of this, and you try with your own ability and your own cleverness and your own intelligence to fight what we're up against, you're going to be destroyed, and it's going to destroy your family and your marriage. So have a solid foundation, have a personal relationship with our Lord, and I think once we start with that, then, of course, we have to understand what freedom was all about. We have to understand why America was different than any other nation throughout all of recorded history, because we were a different nation. At least the people who founded this nation believed it was a different nation, and for a period of time, why we did offer certainly the best form of government that ever existed. And then we have to find out about the wicked people and what they're up to and how they are changing our society. And then you have to get involved in the political process. But before we can accomplish anything politically, we have to have an educated electorate. And I really believe that more and more people out there are becoming informed. They just are not informed enough that they really have the gumption to break away from the two-party system and begin looking for, truth outside the two-party system. But in the final analysis, I've come to the conclusion that I'm not going to change this. I'm going to do my best. I'm called to do my best. Amazing things have really happened to me. Somebody built a radio station and a radio studio in my home for me for nothing. They just did it because they wanted me to have it. That doesn't just happen to everybody. And I really believe that this is God's battle, and we're called to do our best. This is what keeps me going and why I continue doing what I'm doing.
Well, I appreciate the perspective you're bringing to this situation.
All right, well, let's go to Marilyn in Sacramento. Marilyn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment. Usually I'm quite negative about everything in the media, but a few weeks ago I watched the History Channel, and they had a program, I think it was separated two nights, on the Soviet Union, or rather Russia, and then ultimately the Soviet Union. And I thought it was very truthful. It was didn't glorify the Soviet Union or Stalin, in fact, or the nor the revolution. In fact, it was quite critical of it and spoke about the cruelty and all of the murders and how Stalin had murdered more people than Hitler and everybody else combined, just about, except for the Chinese. So, anyway, I just wanted to say there was one positive program out. I'm not advocating the History Channel, because I've seen a lot of really bad things on that, but this one program on Russia, a history of Russia, would be excellent for people to show to their children or to their teenagers and or college students, to give them a better picture of how they got to be how they were and what the results of this this communist revolution were and how horrible it was for the people.
Yes. Do you have any comment on that, Dr. Macca?
I'm not an expert on Russian history, and I certainly wouldn't want to defend Stalin. But Stalin was on the out with the New World Order for a long time. Well, what they seem to do is they seem to divide themselves up into factions in order to provoke conflict. I'm just saying that I appreciate that the History Channel might be accurate occasionally, but I just remain suspicious.
They do have one wonderful program, and they keep playing it, and I think you can get it on DVD now. It's a 4-hour session on The Occult and the Third Reich. Probably one of the best understandings of the occult foundation of the Nazi movement. But if you don't understand the occult, you can't understand Nazism. Unfortunately, those same forces are at work here in the secret societies right here in the United States.
Well, I think Stalin was evil through
and through. Oh, he was, absolutely.
And so I don't think that, you know, there was any real conflict between the New World Order. I think it was just one arm of the same thing.
And I think you're absolutely right, Marilyn. Absolutely right.
Thank you both for giving us a nice program today.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to, is this Ray or is this Mike? Is this Ray or Mike who's on the program?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Mike.
Okay, Mike.
I wasn't expecting to be up yet.
Well, you were up yet because we lost Ray, so go ahead.
All right. Yeah, regarding this lady's call about the History Channel, I have to say, I wished I'd seen the program, but I didn't. But I, like you, am also always watching for what are they really trying to get us to believe. And I would wonder about that program, just what were they trying to get us to believe about the former Soviet states as they are now, after the Soviet Union, as though we're to believe that something good has happened by the breakup, the so-called breakup of the Soviet Union. And just things down that vein. I don't believe it was good at all. I believe it was probably a planned progression of events. The whole breakup and Gorbachev departure and that little revolt that they had where they blew up a building and a few things.
It was the only revolution we ever saw in Technicolor and broadcast in England, pardon me, in English from the headquarters of a Russian country. Why was everybody speaking English for us? I'd like to know.
Yeah. And the whole thing about, you know, Mr. Gorbachev tear down that wall, it was such a hoax, and the wall came down because it was in Gorbachev's way, or it was in the way of the Soviet Union. They had to be part of the EU or whatever, for whatever reasons. The Soviet states now, it's nothing but a feudal system, which is the product of fascism, which is the product of socialism and democracy, and it's where we're headed now, and it's where they've gone. So So I would just, that's just my speculation about what that program was about. I wouldn't trust the History Channel for anything, although I do like that occult history of the Third Reich. I've got a copy of that myself.
Okay.
It's well worth watching. But still, they expect us to believe that that was confined. They basically had their own New Age movement pre-war. And I think they expect us to believe that, all that sort of thing was confined to the Third Reich or pre-war Germany. And it wasn't. We have it now.
Okay.
It's no different.
All right, Dr. Macca, how would you respond to what Mike's saying?
Well, I think Mike's onto the right track. Who is it that said that history is propaganda about the past? Essentially, I'm afraid that's what the History Channel is. I guess that's all.
Fine. I certainly would not disagree with you at all, Mike. They're only telling you part of the story. They're not going back into who financed communism from its inception and what were the origins of the communist revolution, the two revolutions they had in 1917, the March Revolution and the October Revolution. But that's a subject, that's a talk for another time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much. Anything else you want to say, Mike?
Thanks.
God bless. Okay. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And our guest is Dr. Henry Macca. His website is SaveTheMails.com. Why don't you tell us the significance of Save the Mails?
Dr. Monteith, I want to make it clear to your readers that it's SaveTheMails.ca for Canada.
Oh, dot, what is it now?
It's .ca, not
.ca. .ca, I'm sorry. It's SaveTheMails.ca, right.
Yeah. I have about 20 articles on my website on the topic of how heterosexuality works. And it's an attempt to educate men on how to be men in relation to women, and it basically crystallizes what I learned the hard way, the wrong way, by doing all the wrong things up to the age of roughly 50. And I think there's 20 articles there, and I think that the key is that men the relationship between man and woman in heterosexuality is an exchange of power for love. In a sense, women give up their worldly power in exchange for love, which is the protection of the man. Any time that a man gives up power for sex, he becomes a woman, and the relationship is doomed. I know that sounds pretty controversial, but I'm pretty sure that's how it works. And if some of your listeners are interested, I suggest they see go to Save the Mails and go to archives or articles, and then browse by subject. Right at the bottom, there's 20 articles on how heterosexuality works.
All right, let's go to David, who's calling us from Georgia. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Two little quick things here. One, you was talking about the males. Have you noticed how all of our comedies, and I'm not saying they're all bad, some of them are quite funny, but they seem to make all of the males out to be bumbling fools.
I've noticed that. And also, of course, they often will do
real
that.
Intelligent.
Right.
And another thing, y'all were talking about the occult history of the Third Reich. I heard somebody mention it. The BBC did something like that on the occult history of the Third Reich, and I have it on tape. In fact, I had spoken to you earlier today and about the tapes that I had.
Right.
And it's actually, I think it's the last two tapes in that series, so I'll see about getting copies for you and send them to you. You might find it interesting.
Really fascinating. You can't understand the Third Reich unless you understand the occult foundation of that terrible, terrible movement. But, of
Absolutely.
Course, those same forces are at work in America today. And the same forces were at work in America back during the Second World War. And I fear that the occult forces are at work in Europe and South America today as well.
Well, I understand that, I don't know this for a fact, maybe you can verify it, but I understand that the reason the Nuremberg trials didn't bring out the history of it was because Churchill told them not to.
That's all right. That fact comes from a book called Corinne McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson wrote a book called Spiritual Politics, and in that they make the statement that it was Churchill that gave orders this was not to be brought out. Why? Because they don't want the people to understand what this is about. They want to think, it was right against left or something. Hey, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
And right now, I want to thank our special guest, Dr. Henry Macau, for being with us again. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye, and God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest this evening, Dr. Henry Macau, and his website is savethemails.ca for Canada. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is, or has been, a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you will understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention some of the items that we have that will help you better to understand the truth about what's going on in America today. If you'd like, of course, to get the wonderful book written by Bill Clinton's mentor, it's called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. It's the most amazing book. In fact, the book was so amazing that when it was published back in 1966 by Macmillan Company, somebody very shortly thereafter bought up Macmillan and destroyed the plates, the first half of that book, so it could not be distributed. And so they refused to reprint the book. They lied to Professor Quigley. And if that story sounds fantastic and you say that couldn't happen in America, we have an interview with Professor Quigley. You'll hear him tell the story. And, of course, that's the Carol Quigley interview. You can get that as part of the Secret Government four-tape set. Or if you get the Tragedy and Hope special, which includes the book Tragedy and Hope, 1,342 pages, and then, of course, the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which is one of the five most important books in my library of tens of thousands of books. And then you get the Tragedy and Hope special. You'll also get those two tapes, interviews with Professor Quigley. So, again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Once you've read Professor Quigley's book, you'll understand what most people don't understand, and that is that there was a secret society. It was created by Cecil Rhodes, for whom Rhodesia is named, the man who created the Rhodes Scholarships, but that secret society dominated England and created the Boer War and the First World War, and then transferred its power to the United States and became the Council on Foreign Relations. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Order Tragedy and Hope or the Tragedy and Hope special. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we were talking this with Dr. Henry Macau about what's happening, the reversal of roles. But one of the reasons we have problems in our society is fluoridation lowers the testosterone level and sperm motility. That's one reason they're putting it in the drinking water, is to feminize the males. Aspartame lowers the testosterone level. aspirin by itself, and certainly the animal studies we have, and presumably with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories as well, lowers the fertility level and sex drive in the males. And so, of course, at least all the indications are that the statin drugs would as well, because they lower the cholesterol artificially. And of course, the cholesterol is the foundation from which testosterone and progesterone, the female hormones, are made. And then we wonder why we're having the problems. Well, if you understand that there is an agenda, and it has to do with population control, you can understand so much. Have you ever wondered why we have the marriage tax? They tax people more when they get married. The reason is they don't want people to get married and have children. If you go back and you read the things that were written in 1957 in Family Planning Perspective, published by a subdivision of Planned Parenthood, why you find out that they were advocating pushing homosexuality and keeping the marriage tax in place, and then, of course, putting something in the drinking water to decrease fertility. And that's what fluoride was all about. That's what they put in the drinking water to lower fertility rates. And the studies have shown this is exactly what happens. But they can't let the American people realize we're part of a great experiment, that Europe will not allow this in their drinking water. And we don't have any better cavity rates than they have over there. In fact, we may even be worse as far as our cavities is concerned. But they can't let the American people know that. They've sold the dentist a bill of goods. They've sold the doctors a bill of goods. They've sold the American people a bill of goods. And they're poisoning our children. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our 4-tape set on water fluoridation. You need to get the book entitled The Fluoride Deception. You need to get the new DVD we have on water fluoridation. You need to get Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. He's got almost 40 pages in that book on fluoridation and how it's being used to poison our children. You need to get our 4-tape set on aspartame. And you go down to the store and you see all these people buying their diet drinks loaded with NutraSweet. And, of course, it lowers the testosterone. It disrupts the endocrine system. It creates pathological obesity. It creates convulsions. It creates tumors. You have to understand what these things are doing. You have to understand that the elite know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the common people to know. If you have not yet read my November newsletter, and you don't have access to a computer, you can actually pull it down off the Internet, and that's at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. If you don't have access to the computer, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of my November newsletter. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the November letter. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, pull down our November newsletter, our December newsletter is Dr. William Hersey's testimony. He's a scientist who works for the EPA. He is the vice president of the Union of the Scientists at the EPA, who've been trying to get the word out that they're poisoning the American people. It is his 2,000 testimony before a Senate subcommittee trying to get the word out, but blacked out by the media. Because the last thing they want is for the American people to know the truth. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our grandchildren. Go to our website. Pull down our articles. Remember, we do carry the Berkey products. If you get them through us, of course, we'll appreciate it. And you'll get a bonus for getting them. Read my newsletters. Listen to our archive programs. Tell other people about our internet programs, about our shortwave programs. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.